Morning, Dr. Schnitt, dictating 12 lead EKG on patient Tyler. Porritt, P-O-R-R-I-T-T. 2-12-25, Mr. Porritt performed a 12 lead EKG. Appeared the patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period QRS complexes and T waves are normal, period and paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk test on Marjorie Sparks. This goes to the Jessica Bokuk, kind of MD on 2-12-25. Marjorie Sparks performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 483 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 93%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lenine, L-Y-N-N-I-N-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 2-12-25, Mrs. Webb performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-20-24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. This goes to the VA on 2-12-25. Mr. Burgess performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11-14-24. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, a minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on same patient, Francis Burgess. This goes to the VA on 2-12-25. Burgess performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 497 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA. On 2-12-25, Mr. Fulford performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11-26-24. There's been a slight improvement, period, of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Hatch. This goes to Dr. Bokuk on 2-12-25. Mrs. Hatch performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11-6-24. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.